I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And look, guys, we had a weekend, okay? Obviously, we're going to recap it to the detail. But I just want you to bear with us because you got back late last night. I got back late the night before. It's very tough to catch up on everything when you've just been being a chica mala down in Puerto Vallarta.
Right. I had no work today, so my job was doing this.
That's fair, but you still had a lot
to
catch
up. Everything.
Well, tell us everything. Obviously, we had a bachelorette party. We were in Puerto Vallarta. I want you, we'll give a rundown of day by day. I have to say, by Sunday, we had already run out of morning recovery, and Mary will go into detail about how much she wished she had more of that.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Okay, so Friday.
Everyone just got in on Friday. We met by the pool. We started the Margies. Then that night we went to a really cool restaurant. It's a Casa Kimberly or
La Capella.
La Capella. Mm-hmm. And I just kept looking out and I was like, guys, it just feels like we're in the Paris Hotel right now. The sky.
It was I felt we were literally in the Vatican. It was Michelangelo.
It was very picture.
It was so gorgeous.
Oh, and there was violin players. And no, it was very, very romantic. One girl was saying, this is the most romantic restaurant I've ever been to.
Hey.
I had a dirty martini, blue cheese stuffed olive, because I will say, I think the drinks there are pretty sugary. I wasn't getting the jolt I wanted, but then things picked up.
Well, so then after we had dinner and then we went karaoke. Mary's one request was to go karaoke. So I just
first went to Andalés.
You're right.
First went to Andalés. I put a 50 down. I was shots for all my girls. Then we took some more shots. Then I got on. I was it was really fun. I was I'm not even that drunk. I was but I want to get up there. And she's no, get up on there now before you're drunk. Lady working. She's you don't want to get up there when you're drunk. I'm that's a good point. So we're in there for there's nobody in there.
Guys,
we're in there
it was for a Friday night and Andalés was not packed. It was very sad.
I would say we were there for 20 minutes as well. Like, not a long time.
Yeah, it wasn't. We weren't there that long because I think the fact that there was nobody there.
So then I asked, is there a karaoke bar? And she said, yeah, I'll walk you to it. I was like, great.
That's right.
So we walked down the street and
she didn't even go to this, but she walked us to the corner and then found somebody else and had her take us the rest of the way. Yes. Which, like, really, I was like,
you know, trust the process. Yes. Trust the process.
I trust.
So
it.
We go up these stairs. Not one single person is in this entire bar.
It is empty, but
I was like, we're staying. And then and we just played all the, this was like, literally, I was like, to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to watch. I was like, I want a gin and tonic. And I was like, I need to watch exactly what they're putting in my drink right now, because I was a little nervous. There was no one in there. There was also a scarecrow.
There was a two-headed scarecrow. It was very, I have a picture with it. I could not understand. But then, by the way, there's nobody there but us. There's eight of us. By the time we left, that place was packed. That place was
packed. We started the party. I did a duet with some man to Whitney Houston. I mean, girl, my sister sang James Taylor's Mexico. The other sister, Hungry Eyes. Courtney and I sang, I have it on video. We sang. We did.
I know. I don't remember.
And I feel like a woman.
Shania. I did Love Story, Taylor Swift. So the DJ also didn't have a lot of songs, though. Like, that was the best part. I'm like, hey, do you have this? He's like, no. I'm like, what? It's like one of the most popular songs right now. He's like, I don't have it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what about this? He's like, absolutely not. I'm like, do you have a book with the list? He's like, I do not have any of that. I'm like, what? Okay.
I know, but they were playing all the words. Every song I wanted got played. I did a Mamma Mia, but it was also like quite funny because there was all these on one side of the wall was like a fans, like a stadium pictures of people. And I thought I was singing to those people. So I felt like the place was packed.
Yeah.
I mean, did my shoes come off at one point? Maybe, perhaps. I had a great. That's the thing. We didn't even stay out late. Like,
no, I think we were back by like one or two or something. We were back.
Right.
Then, no, that was fun. Then the next day, now Mary was good, right? She said, basically, I want one event a day. I want everyone to just like enjoy. So we had a pool day at the resort all Saturday. Some of us drank more than others.
I mean, Courtney was in the pool doing water aerobics.
There were water aerobics. Me and our friend Steph, I had to get exercise minutes in somehow. It was so damn hot there. It was like 90 degrees, like 100% humidity. Well, and the girl and our friend I was rooming with at like 7 a.m., she's like, hi, are you awake? I'm like, please go away. She's like, what do you want to do today? I'm like, nothing with you right now. Please stop it. She's like, do you want to go for a walk on the beach?
She came and found me.
Yeah, I said, oh, I think you should go in that other room.
I think she should go in
any other room but ours right now. She went for, and we like, oh, I went for a walk. And they, well, no, that this was at like 7 a.m. And then, yeah, so then we went to the pool. We were all doing water. We had water aerobics. We were doing drinks. And at one point, Mary sits down. And she goes, you guys, I'm like a little drunk right now. And I'm like, oh, man, because in like 2 hours, we have to start the festivities for the night. And so I thought that meant she was going to like chill for a minute. But what it meant was she was ordering more. She wanted to be a little drunk into more drunk, which is fine. It's your freaking bachelorette, as you should. But there was a point where we had to meet at the room at 4, maybe 5. Mm-hmm. We changed it to whatever it was. And there was like an hour. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to get ready now. And our friend Les, you, and Tiff decided to stay down and make friends with the other people who were at the resort. And you guys kept drinking.
Mm-hmm. This is all true.
Exactly what happened. You should do exactly what you want to do because it's your bachelorette. But I could tell, I was like, okay.
Not a good idea.
Then the fun part was, as Mary's request before we went to dinner that night was to have a housewives night. So you could dress up as any character from Bravo. And we all did kind of like a little fashion show. And we still have to make that real. So we have like photo evidence, but we need to make that real. So Mary, you dressed as
Kyle Richards from a reunion, and I wore like this neon dress that was like a highlighter.
You looked great. And honestly, so you had a brown wig. It looked gorge on you.
Thank you.
She had her white pumps. The white pumps lasted for 3 minutes on the feet.
I couldn't say my tagline. I just thought it was so okay, silly.
So what we did too is we're like, okay, come out from the bathroom. Like it's like the Bravo, like Watch What Happens Live, like Clubhouse. You know how you always see them kind of like dance down it or whatever. They do like a runway. So it's like, everyone's going to walk out of the bathroom. You're going to do a runway and you're going to hit your mark, say your tagline, and then walk away. Mary had to do about 12 takes.
And hers was like, really, it never really hit.
No, and I just said, Mary, all you got to say is like, in this town, that's where I'm from. It's Beverly Hills. That zip code to the town I live in is 90210, where it's Beverly Hills, where I'm from. Just something of that. And Mary, every time, just giggling.
I just couldn't hit the mark. I just couldn't hit the mark.
You hit the mark. You couldn't hit the line. It was like, line. Yeah. Someone give me my line.
Then we had Courtney was Erica Jane. We had a Patricia Atchell, my sister. My other sister was Shannon Medore, Top of the Morning. We had a Teresa Giudice. We had a Brandy Glanville and the Andy Cohen, which
and
was
Elisa
quite
Rinna.
How could I forget Rinna? How could I forget? But everyone's costumes were spot on.
I mean, they were fantastic. And what I love too is this group isn't a Bravo group. Like they did their research. Like our friend who came as Andy Cohen literally brought a sport coat and tie. She colored her hair gray. She printed out Real Housewives of Puerto Vallarta cards and was literally asking reunion questions all throughout the night.
Controversial questions.
Controversial. One of them was like very funny. It was kind of like Mary from the Bay, Alexandra from Texas asks, you know, when you were in college, you were Mary Mahoney, the all night pony. Now you go by Summer Mary. Do you have dual personalities? You know, and it just really, she really put some thought into it. It really cracked me up. Then we had a fun, you know, we played the fun question game where they interviewed Michael.
Oh, yeah.
And they had you know, check how compatible they were. They got like all of them correct. Did you think you would get all of them correct?
I don't think I got them all correct, but
for the most part.
Yeah, no, I'd hope that I'm glad we had a good average, I would say.
Were you worried when the game started?
I was a little worried because my sister Colleen had played this game and her husbands were like the exact same. And so I felt like, oh man.
Like you had a threshold.
Yes. And I was like, are people going to think I shouldn't get married if I get these? Like, that was like my thought going through my head. I was legitimately nervous, but it was fine.
And this, I think, was the point, too, like, where you might have gone.
Like, if I failed the quiz, I wouldn't get to marriage.
Yeah. Like, we're like, sorry, you guys can't get married anymore. We must break up now.
Right. Like, I don't know.
And then you got
I wasn't
great-
thinking clearly.
You nailed it. But it was also funny, you guys, because at this point, too, Mary kept flopping back on the bed laughing, but balancing her glass of champagne the whole time. And so she'd be like, oh, my God, flop back on the bed, but holding that champagne straight up, like no spillage, except for on a friend's purse, which happened. Yep. But then you got some great cameos, some great videos.
Oh, my God. I got from our Lou. So sweet. I got one from Shep, from Vicky.
Shep, we asked Shep to give marriage advice, and his marriage advice was basically don't do it. Annulments can happen 2 weeks after the fact. What was it? Something our future, like current requests or future resentments or something like that. It's very.
I need to rewatch that one.
Yeah. And then we had Vicky who. And I wanted to mention, because Vicky's also blocked us. So she's like, oh, I hear you have a podcast called Two Judgy Girls. Like, you wouldn't
Vicky's
know.
Was, Vicky. Like, paid for, though. Vicky's was paid for.
We bought an actual Vicky cameo because there was no way for us to send her a message. But Shep and Luke, out of the goodness of their own hearts, sent us those videos, which was so, even though Shep's was ridiculous, so sweet still to take the time out to do that for you.
Right. No, there was that party was so fun. Then we went to La Palapa.
We all changed at that point too, because like none of us, minus Mary. We also had a friend who had this bride, like a Luann bride cap.
Hat.
It was like very Luann, and that said bride on it that we forced you to wear. She also requested to bring it down.
I loved it. I still have it.
Yeah. So we all changed minus Mary. We took the wigs off. You know, it was so hot. You can't I was in a blazer dress. You can't wear a blazer dress. That was too hot.
Yeah.
Went to this restaurant called La Palapa. mm-hmm. which was right on
Vicky's been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've also been there before too.
I've been there.
But we got to sit on the sand, watch the sunset. It was beautiful.
We got a million desserts. A million desserts.
A million desserts.
I don't think we really ate anything at the actual dinner.
Mary was like looking at our friend. She's like, hey, do you want to split something? Like, shut up. Eat something. You need to eat something. I was like, Mary's like never requested to split a meal. But today she's like, let's
split. Was on a hunger strike. Like hunger strike. Hey.
Like needed to eat. And then
went for the wedding. That was my downfall. This was my downfall. Because then I was too out of it.
You were feeling a little sleepy. And your older sister at one point looked at you and just said, stop it. You stop it and you pull yourself together, Mary. And she goes, I've been there before and you don't want to go there. And Mary, instead of like, you know, sometimes I feel like people will be combative, like, I'm fine, like, leave me alone. You just looked at her and you nod your head, like, okay. And she brought you over her plate of food and was like, you'll eat this. You're like, yeah, okay. Okay. And but you know what? Like, if you don't get too drunk at your bachelorette, you didn't do it right. So then a friend also left with you and we sent you home because you needed to go home.
It's time to go home. It was time to go.
And the rest of us still went back out. So we went back to Andelay's because we were like, wait, the restaurant is like literally right here at Andelay's. We should go. It was popping.
I missed the night.
Now, we were only there for about 10, 15 minutes. We did a round of shots. And then we're like, let's go. So I also made a plane friend on the way out there. And so he was telling me, he's like, oh, you got to go to this place called Mr. Flamingo's. So like, okay, Mr. Flamingo's, it's on the corner. It's cash only. It's just an outdoor, like, you know, bar. Very cute, whatever.
I've been there before.
Yeah, so you didn't miss out. We don't want to go anywhere you haven't been, you know?
Right, totally.
But it was like at that point for me, it was just too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you've been drinking and you're like, okay, I'm not really getting a buzz on. I'm just like drinking because I'm trying to keep hydrated at this point.
Right.
So then at that point, we left and we went back. So we also felt like a little bit bad. Like, we're enjoying ourselves, but like, you want to be with the girl, the bachelorette, you know? Oh, so we all went back.
There's nothing to feel bad about.
So then a couple more girls, they went to the bar at the hotel. Yes. They went to the bar at the hotel. They had a night there.
Right.
Sunday, we all got together. This was rough for Mary. This was tough. We all felt really bad for her.
We had a 3 o'clock food tasting tour. I went and it was 4 hours long. And we went to 8 places. I actually highly recommend this tour. It was
great.
Really cool. You go to literally 8 places and have different tacos and different drinks. And like our guide was fantastic. Miele, I think her name was.
Miele.
She was so sweet and highly recommend that tour. It's just a rough day for me. I didn't perk up till about the 8th spot. Mm-hmm. So
the Zofran helped.
Right. Right. And then it was just, I had to have a chill day.
Yeah. So then the next day.
Then everyone left and I had another chill day by the pool. And I came back fresh to death. I could have stayed 2 days personally, but.
Now, what would you rank it out of 10, what would you rank it?
Yeah. Oh, for, I would say only a 9 because I didn't feel good on Sunday.
Because you needed your morning recovery.
Everything else was 10 out of 10. I loved the whole thing. And
anything you would have done differently or like added or removed outside of being hungover, like obviously that's, but like anything else you would have done differently?
No.
Okay.
No.
Great.
I really wouldn't have because I liked the only having one activity a day.
Yeah, that was fun. That was great.
And then it's like, go sit by the pool.
Yep. It was a very fun time. It was one of those things, but I laughed when I left and I was like, I never want to see you guys again for a little bit. You come in.
September.
Like Mary was giving us the soapbox. It's actually like very funny, right? She's saying like, there's some people you want to run a marathon with in the life of drinking. With Mary, I want to run a 5K. I want a 5K. I want a hot second with her. Sure. And then I need to recover.
Understandable.
But understandable. I had a blast. It was so fun to hang out. And guys, when you get the 3 Mahoney sisters together, you're in for a wild time.
It's a good time.
We had a great, but we had a great time and I'm so happy to celebrate you. And I thought the Housewives thing was such a fun touch. And
yeah, we had a blast.
I'm still sunburned. And
I have my, I was going to say I have my sunburns to prove it.
Yeah, but
that sun is strong down there, guys. But it was the best.
It was a great time. Speaking of fun trips, we're going to segue into the news here, but Rohit, Scary Island is in full. Well, it's not even Scary Island. They're in St. Bart's, but it's in full effect right now.
I think it's interesting how much they're posting about it. Like, we saw the plane ride down. We saw today they have like a little dance thing. I think Kelly Ben Simone. It's just so funny because I feel like all these women compete for attention so much. It's going to be a good, it's going to be a good time.
Kristen Takeman is clearly going to be the scapegoat for everybody, right?
Like, I'll be curious, like, what are their dynamics right now? Like, who's been hanging out with who on and off camera? Are there resentments? I feel like, Rohit, you can also, like, break the fourth wall a little bit more.
I wonder if they'll talk about the ending of Roni. Like, Lou, Sonia, Ramona, like, talk about all of that.
Right. I bet they will. And, like, what they think about having, like, the new cast.
Please don't make us wait this long. Like, we need, I want those cameras. I want in feed. I want live feeds. Give us that. Because, like, it came out this week, too, that, like, Beverly Hills isn't coming out till November. And it's like, we're in June.
I feel like nothing's going to happen in Beverly Hills.
No, but I think that's, I'm okay with that. Like, to be honest, even, like, watching Orange County this week, it was like, I don't mind it being okay, like just something that's like light and fluffy and you can put on in the background, like especially after watching like the Jersey reunions, like it's so, it gets so dark that it's like, it feels icky.
Well, I mean, when private investigators are involved, that is kind of icky.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, we'll get there, but it just feels, you know, like I don't mind Beverly Hills being fun. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Okay, I think it'll be more lighthearted for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
speaking of, you know, our friend John Hamm, he watches it.
Oh my God. Were you dying? So John Hamm was on Watch What Happens Live and they did a reenactment of the reunion between Sandoval and James Kennedy.
Right. And John Hamm was James Kennedy doing the British accent.
Did you die?
He nailed it. He likes to watch Jersey, VPR, New York and Beverly Hills, I believe. Those are his four. He watches four.
Sure.
Next time you see him in LA, you can ask him.
Next time when I run into him at like the Ralph Lauren store.
Yeah, you can ask him.
Okay. I'll mention that. Okay, wait, but also I do want to talk about something a little dark right now because I think it needs to be said. It's kind of like making the way around. Guys, I'm worried about this James Kennedy like information that's coming out.
Now, you told me a little bit about this in person. Tell me more.
Okay. So it's been like floating around. I don't know why I'm whispering. But
because you're telling a secret.
Like, yeah. Like, I feel like I need to. It's like kind of dark. So there's this account like at Your Moms Are Watching. And they've had like some conversations with Kristen where Kristen's basically alluded to James being abusive. And that he's like hit her. And that what we didn't see at Sheena's wedding when she hit him in the face was that he had pushed her into a bush before. And that they're like alleging that perhaps Raquel's nose thing wasn't really a bonk. It could be something more. And like, it's kind of getting exposed. Like Kristen is basically saying like James is abusive. Ooh. And now I'm like, and I feel like it's kind of getting buried in the Bravo world, like from Bravo, because he's now, you know, the number one guy in the group. And he's doing See You Next Tuesday. And apparently cameras were up at Sir. Jax was supposed to be there and he seemingly bailed from it, which makes me believe that he didn't get a contract for next season.
He said there was a family emergency. I don't know.
I'm sure. But it's worrisome. And like, those are allegations. And like, Kristen's, you know, confirming it. And I'm like, so now I don't want him to unblock us. I'm okay staying blocked because I don't love that. And I hope.
I'm sure like, all of this will come to light on the season.
That's dark.
This will be like a storyline.
Gosh.
No, and that's not a storyline.
Yeah, that's just.
That's.
Like, yeah, just seeing that, I was like, oh, no. Oh, God.
I saw so many people in front of Sir on Tuesday, like, Why? There was like lines and lines and lines for that.
James Kennedy was doing See You Next Tuesday last night. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And I believe Sheena was there. Like it was a filmed, like they must be filming for the next season now. And, you know, they didn't do, yeah. But, and also tonight, we're not going to talk about it because obviously we're recording before it airs, but VPR Secrets revealed, like there's a clip of like Raquel talking about making out with Oliver, which is obviously after Boys Night, which means that they've already fucked in her car. And she's just saying this out to Ariana. It's like, oh God.
They're chowing down on Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, what Charlie? About something? They could be something about her if they had opened it already.
And Charlie. Charlie had a pretty funny line at the end of it.
What'd she say?
Oh, like something about someone taking the L, like the lose. Oh, I think it was about Lala.
Taking the L.
Like losing, but yeah, taking the L. Like she's like, oh, well, she thought she'd fuck Rand and get her like a house out of it or something, but guess that didn't work out.
But yeah, okay. Can I be honest, you guys?
I'll be honest.
I have to tell another secret.
What?
I need Scandoval to go away.
What do you mean?
I need to, after Secrets Revealed, like last week I said.
You need to move on.
I was like, give it me everything. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, I got to take a step away. I got to take a step away.
At this point.
I need to go into like my next quote unquote scandal. Yeah, like our next era. Like I just need, we're in summer now. Okay.
Well, it feels like, so even like I was like, okay, I gotta go home. I gotta watch Atlanta. Didn't get to it. I watched Martha's Vineyard, Summer House, all caught up on New Jersey and then Orange County. And you know what? It feels like summer for Bravo. The best thing that's on Bravo right now is Below Deck Sailing.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Now catch us up on that. I'm not watching it, but catch us. So did you watch the newest episode?
Yeah. I'm all caught up. Okay. I've watched every
single episode. Wait, let's take a quick break and then break it down for us.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear.
Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon, they can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Okay. You know, because Michael is obsessed with Colin and he loves Below Deck Sailing. So basically it comes out this week because of Gary. He finds out that Daisy and Colin are like sleeping in each other's beds. They've been hooking up, like kissing, whatever. And they haven't slept together. But you can tell they genuinely like each other.
Sorry. Gary and Daisy already hooked up like last season.
Okay. Oh. So Gary and Daisy. Gary doesn't get on at the beginning of this season because he has COVID. So he has to come like a charter late. And then the first night or after whatever, he ends up hooking up with this girl, one of Daisy's coworkers. Yeah, Stu's. And like, but the girl's like not really into him, but she basically like will get drunk and then like hook up with him. And she's like, whatever, it's like casual. But because she's not giving him the time of the day, he's kind of like latching on to her. And then he's also seeing Colin and Daisy. So it's making him more upset. And so he's like, she didn't even say goodnight to me. And he's seeing like Colin and Daisy.
He's
like
just spiraling.
He's completely spiraling. So then it's coming to a head and he goes to Daisy. Like he says on camera, like, well, we fucked. And she's like,
we were going to say this on camera.
Exactly. She's like, oh my God, Gary. Like,
and when did they fuck?
So she has to come clean. They fucked two times. One like after the season, and then they went to Disneyland together and slept together there. So then she's like, since it comes out on camera, she's like,
it's a small world after all.
Now I have to tell Colin. So then she tells Colin, and Colin's like, this is weird. Now I feel like you guys both like lied to me. Like, I even have talked to Gary about if you liked Daisy, and he gave me the okay, but I still felt like he liked you. And he's like, well, now this is all just making sense because you guys actually did sleep together. So at the end of the day, you know who's losing? Daisy. Because Colin and her are a really cute match. I'm absolutely obsessed with them. And Gary's ruining it for them because he can't have Daisy. And Gary doesn't even want Daisy. He just wants the ribbon at the end and the prize.
Totally. Gary reminds me of like a Craig Conover of the sea, just in looks. I don't know in person. I don't know him well enough. But doesn't he kind of give you Craig Conover vibes?
The long hair. No, yeah. Gary is so sloppy and.
Okay. So he's in Craig's personality too?
I couldn't compare the two.
I just feel like he's just like the Craig Conover of the sea for me. I don't know, but okay. Again, I don't watch the show, but
honestly this season is so good, you should binge it. And
okay, what do you think is gonna happen? What will happen? Do you think Colin and Daisy get back together? Like, is there hope for them, or is Colin just like backed off because he's like, I don't want Colin. Seems like a very low drama for me. Again, I've watched one episode.
I don't think Daisy and Colin are talking. And then it's also really funny because I wouldn't say those three are dramatic. And like all the new people are like, is this like always happening here? Like
they've never watched the show.
But no, I feel like it's usually like the opposite where I don't know. I'm loving this season. So.
And I also feel like it usually doesn't happen with like the chief stew and like the bosun, right? Like you're saying, like it's not that high level that like there's drama, but it's usually like there's someone that's a little bit lower level that's usually like pissing somebody off at the top.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really, everyone should be watching.
What does Michael think? How's he feeling? Because his baby Colin is getting hurt.
I think he's sad. You know? Like he just wants
to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants the best for him. Oh man. Oh,
he doesn't say much about it. Cause I'll get all excited. Like I'll be like, oh, what do you think's gonna happen? He's like, I don't know.
He's not there for the drama. He's here for the parlay revival.
He's there for the engineering part.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want the drama. I just want Colin to talk to me. I think for Michael's Bachelorette, you should get him a cameo from Colin and send it over. Yes. Like when he has his.
I love
when
that.
He plays that, when him and the guys all play the same game of match the question with Mary, you know, then you can play the cameo after.
I love it. I think that's a great idea. Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to use it.
You're so welcome. Let's talk some Summer House Martha's Vineyard. You guys, I'm loving this season. Like, I'm excited that they're going to have a season two. I think this is just so, like, everyone serves a purpose. And even, like, people are, like, calling, like, Silas and Jasmine need to go. I'm like, no, I love it. I love it, well, because they're getting it thrown back to them. So, like, they're not right.
Well, he's the villain. I mean, especially 100%. This week. Like, I mean, everything also is getting so thrown back in Silas's face, you know? So I'm appreciating
Well, I also hated too last week, and I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but when he basically told Jasmine, like, I can't have sex if you're quiet. I'm like, okay, that's like an ego thing. Maybe you could be respectful of people in the house. I don't know. And then just everything he said, I'm like, oh, you're used to, like, you want her, like, barefoot in the kitchen kind of thing. Like, him even saying, oh, you're wearing that dress out, or, like, don't wear that outfit. It only looks good when you wear heels.
Right. And then, like, but don't wear heels in the grass.
But don't worry. Like, everything, he's just so controlled. And then she, like, burnt the egg sandwich, and then didn't wear his wedding ring, but apparently he can accept free drinks, but Jasmine can't.
No, he's, I mean, and then he tells, what's his name? He just has a 3-month-year-old baby.
Oh, Jason. No.
Jason. Nice guys finish last. And if you listen too much, you won't get any pussy. So this is direct quote.
So he's a bad boy.
Jason was
in their wedding, by the way.
He was in the
wedding. Really?
He was a groomsman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Just interesting.
Fun fact. But I'm also
I really don't like Silas. He was mansplaining why he mansplains.
Let me tell you why I tell. Like, he's like, lift with your back on the table. It's like, shut up. Like, everything, he just thinks he's so the alpha. And he's just not. And that's why I love him beyond the show, to be like, I hope you're watching this back and realizing, because again, I don't think that this marriage is going to last because there are things that are not happening. But even when he's like, let's have a house meeting to talk about the bird or the dog shit that Bria's that Milo left. And they're like, just tell her, like, Preston, who's literally like, you walked by her room, just go knock on the door and tell her to pick the dog shit up.
We need more Preston. I also would like to know more about this Bria Shanice OnlyFans situation.
I also love too that Bria is acting like, now that she's dating Simon, who has money, that she's like, oh, that was like a phase. I'm like, babe, you are the same girl you were then. Don't lie to us.
Simon, I do think, is a Tinder swindler. I think the whole bringing everyone watches, the dinner, the car was overload for me. And then I found it interesting they didn't even sleep together that night. I mean, maybe he did have a bad tummy ache. I don't know.
Well, I think she might be a sugar baby.
I'd agree. Definitely. But they're still together.
Good for them. I mean, she's like, yeah, I go and I get more watches. And then she asks for my credit card to fly places. And I'm like, if it works, I guess. I guess. I don't know what to do. But that, okay. Then it's like, it was also interesting too, because, like, okay, the girls go, we have a girls' night and a guys' night, right? Like, that's the main
thing.
Girls'
night looked way more fun.
The girls' night looked so fun. The guys' night, you could tell, I feel like with the guys' night, I feel that Silas is like, they don't want to hang out with him. They're hanging out with him because they have to, but that they don't really want to. Because, like, I loved when they were just all ragging on him. Like, oh, you're going to accept a free drink. Like, they're just basically throwing this all in his face. And I just feel like there's an interesting vibe when he's around where people are kind of like, I feel like he just is always in the right. He's in the conversation. He'll tell you why you're wrong. But he's going to be like the hypocrite in itself, and that they just all can't, like, let loose around him. Like, he's checking on the location of where the girls are. And it's just like, you're too much.
There's definitely something, though, like, amiss. And I don't think it's, like, the cast. It's the way this project has been set up in a way. It's been kind of a revolving door. Like, the only people that have stayed the entire time have been
the Coopers. No, oh, yeah, okay, the Coopers.
Preston.
Bria, Preston, Amir, Nick, Alex. There's a big group that stays there.
But it feels like we've met a million people.
Yeah, now Summer and Jason are there. Shanice is back. Okay, and Mary, I would like you to, I want to ask you again. So the story that came out about her ex, do you believe it or not now? Because after this week, no. I'm like, oh, I 100% believe this even more.
I think she was getting death threats after her breakup. I think she's a good time girl. And if she wants to express herself through her body, we all have private parts. And okay. if she.
So, okay. So if I get naked in front of Michael, it's not going to bother you.
He won't look. I'll think you're strange.
But Bria wasn't there when Simon was there. So how do you, you could be in the other room.
I mean, it was bizarre. It was bizarre. And then the end of the episode with her continuing it, like doubling down. I don't think it's the best look for her.
It just, to me, makes me think, I'm like, Shanice is a little bit unhinged. Like, I think about when she was taking a shower and then Amir knocked on the door. Remember, that, she came out with her tits out. Was like, oh, sorry, they're just tits.
I do remember that.
I just think she's a little unhinged. No, you love your body. That's great. She has a fantastic body. You do it. But I think there is. Now, Bria likes to react to everything, though. Okay. So, like, when I feel like when it comes from her, it's like, oh, here we go again. But I can
see. Bria's kind of one of my favorites, though. She's so drama.
No, I agree. But I feel like it's like, okay, they were skinny dipping before all the guys came back. They put their clothes on. Then they're all in this enclosed area. It just brought me back to, like, was it season 4 or 5 when Vanderpump went to Hawaii and Jax got arrested for the glasses and Lala and Faith were taking their tops off in front of the guys? And, like, I felt like they were kind of doing it to get a reaction out of people, you know? Sure. And, like, that's what Absolutely. She was doing, where it's like, I don't even think she's doing because Simon's there. I think she's doing because she's, like, interested in the other guys or whatever. And Simon was just kind of collateral there. And she was, like, asking him if it was okay just because he
was
the one.
I don't think Simon had any interest.
No, I don't either. Like, he's like, oh, okay. Like, but I just think she was doing it. She wanted to get a rise out of people. She wants.
Yeah, she was doing it for attention. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And. Yeah.
And it was, you know.
Entertaining, if you ask me.
I mean, I love this, like. It's like between like this rosé party and the flamingo on OC, I was like, do I need to like wear a pink outfit? I need a summer pink outfit?
Okay, maybe? Wait, let's transition into Orange County now. Because I was so confused. I mean, I know Gina was going to have this party, but she got COVID, so Emily had to host the party. But what was the party for?
She kept being like flamingo and single, like a lot, like. It was almost, she was saying it was like a last single party, but I'm like, are you engaged?
So I didn't understand what the purpose of the party was. It was just
because Gina needed to host something. You know how we literally last week I even said, yes. Like, Gina never hosts a party. So this year she's like, okay, who of my people do I know that's like rich and have a boat? Can I borrow it?
It was the only day she could use the boat.
Yeah. So, you know, she had to do it.
I was genuinely confused about what the party was for, but also I didn't know that shrimp pink thing. Is that not common knowledge?
I was like,
is this even true?
I also was like, is that their main meal of choice? Is shrimp?
I
that little twerp being knowledge? Back on my screen.
I love Shane. Shane was hilarious. Like, Emily's like, I'm going to have to go to Taco Bell on the way home. I'm going to need a burrito. She's like, maybe I'm pregnant. He's like, who's the father? I hope he's rich.
Okay. Can we just keep saying, like, Emily is feral? Like, the taglines came out this week. Emily's we got to talk about it, but hold on. Flamingos get their pink color from their food. Carotenoids. Mm-hmm. Give carrots their orange color or turn ripe tomatoes red. They are also found in the microscopic algae that brine shrimp eat. As a flamingo dines on algae and brine shrimp, its body metabolizes the pigments, turning its feathers pink.
Okay, so this is common knowledge.
Wow.
Okay. The more you know. Thanks, Bravo.
The more you know. It is an NBC Universal. That's where the more you know comes from.
Yeah.
But we do need to go over the taglines.
Okay, let me get them up.
I can start if that's helpful.
Okay.
Shannon Bador, hold on. Let me get this for you.
We're season 17.
Season 17, I know. Okay, Shannon Bador. In Orange County, I call the shots, and it's always tequila.
Which is also
getting accused of a drinking problem.
Literally, Tamara's like, David asked you to stop drinking, and I told you you should stop drinking. And then she's like, actually, can I get that Belvedere soda right now? I need one right now.
Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe continuity difference. But then Tamara got up and left, and Shannon was still drinking it down.
Drinking alone. Yeah. Okay. Heather.
Heather. I live my life in HD. Get it? Like Heather DeBrow, yeah. HD. Sharp, bright, and more focused than ever.
Okay, guys, I'm really loving Heather this season so far.
Oh, really? I was so annoyed of her tonight.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay, freaking Emily. If you want to waste my time, at least hand me a taco. Like,
that's pretty embarrassing.
Why is that your tagline?
It's pretty embarrassing.
Feral, and I love it, but I love it.
Okay, Gina, the difference between my past and my present? Well, that's just apples and oranges.
I love it. It's a nod to New York with the apples, oranges for Orange County, and I don't feel like people are understanding that.
Oh.
Because we always think she's from Jersey.
Right, okay, it's true.
But it's good, right? The past is apples, the present is oranges.
Okay, cute. That's cute, actually. Okay.
Jen Padronti. My core may be strong, but my resilience is stronger.
I really like Jen.
I agree. Ends. This episode, I still need to know why she's coming on. And I feel like it might have been to get divorced. And then she got divorced, or she's where she is now. There's a lot to this story. All right. Wrap it up with Dorinda. I mean, Tamara.
Why did you call her Dorinda?
Keep reading. Oh.
I might have been on pause, but now I'm ready to play. And also in her like thing, it's Ryan wearing a cowboy hat and then her mom and Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I always think it's like interesting.
I thought it was interesting that John Jansen is in Shannon's because they shoot these things after.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Archie. God, Archie's got to lose some weight.
No, Archie, stay fat boy. You stay. You have levels.
No, that's not good for him. Yeah, and then like Travis's kids are not in Genus.
No, but that's okay.
But Jen and Ryan and then all the five kids. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. So we start off the episode because we're at Country Club where we go to often. We've been here previous seasons too. I know we have. And Jen from Oklahoma, and Emily from Ohio. Board. That's why they get along. And then Gina.
Diet Coke? You order Diet Cokes with champagne?
I've never met anyone who orders two drinks. I'm like, do you guys not get hungover? Because at brunch, I've got a freaking juice. I've got a Coke. I've got a coffee. I've got a water. And I've got my next drink just in case I need to go back on it.
I know.
What?
And then Gina just talks about how she did stop drinking, but she's California sober. So basically, she just gets high, which good for her.
Love it. But I loved learning. Okay, this is how you do it when you introduce a new housewife, right? We always say, like, sometimes they give us these friends of and, like, we're just throwing our face. We're like, who are you? We're getting a lot of Jen. And I thought that I would mind it, but I don't.
And I like that she got introduced with Tamara and then, like, she's already hanging out with Jean and Emily and she's, like, recapping to them more about her life. Yeah. So
it's not a lackey.
Yeah, it feels natural.
Mm-hmm. So she talks about her divorce. They were sleeping in separate rooms. You know, she was looking for love. They were fostering kids and animals. And then, like, you know, she kind of taken the blame for the demise of their relationship. And then, like, the other week, Will finally called her and said he was sorry and she shouldn't blame herself. He's taken ownership. They didn't do therapy, but they did something through the church.
I think a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's more to this. I want to know a little bit more because the affair is in that.
But when did they move to Orange County? That's what I'm confused. Have they always been in Orange County?
I think he's from Orange County. He was doing work in Oklahoma. They met there. Then she wanted to move back out there, but he was still doing that. I don't know what the full timeline is, though, but it has to be at least a couple of years because she was going to Cut Fitness and they met in 2018, right? But she had been friends with Tamara for a long time before that. So she must be here for, I mean, this is all my context clues. I don't honestly know, but.
No, that's what I'm curious about. I'm like, have your kids always lived in Orange County or did you move out to Orange County because you were unhappy and then this transpired?
And I just like, love the story.
Emily's just like, okay, well, let's just be honest here. When did you guys actually have sex?
She's like, we didn't even hold hands.
Yeah, she's definitely using the emotional affair thing.
Hold hands. Yeah, freaking right.
Yeah, right. Okay, but then I just want to like kind of wrap up our Jen storyline here too for today, because I love when we got the inside of like the inside look at her house, and she told us about fostering and that, you know, her youngest son Dominic like was a foster and she just knew like it was different. And I have to say it's so commendable that they foster kids, because I think that's got to be very difficult to do, but also you're providing such like a home and love and all this stuff, but like it's very commendable.
I'm never gonna stop loving you. I mean,
that's
very sweet.
And he just pulled his tooth out like that.
He's working on his reading. Mm-hmm.
Did you know the book he was reading?
We have to work on his fluency, but he'll get there.
He was he just seems so cute. Like I was just like, I want more. And he just pulled his tooth out. And then the oldest is passing his permit test. I'm like,
it was a sweet moment. And you could tell they do like Ryan. So mm-hmm. I think it's gonna work out for them.
I think we should call him Ryan.
Because she replaced the other Jen.
Dr. Yeah, Jen. It just feels right that way. But yeah, I like that I'm very much interested in her.
I agree. She's likable.
I think there's still a few skeletons, and I'm ready to.
That's okay. We'll go.
I'm ready for the exposure of it. Right. I'm ready. Okay. So then, you know, Heather's putting those kids to college, and I freaking wish she was my mom when I was going to college. Like, why does she have stuff here? Is it one going out of state? I believe like Nikki went to LMU, and then one might have been going to Rutgers or Syracuse or
somewhere in New York, I believe.
But a lot of stuff to ship. We couldn't go to a Bed Bath and Beyond out there.
They have like an entire garage filled with everything. Also, those kids don't have to do anything to get prepared for this. Like, they're gonna have a hard time in college if this is how you treat them. You gotta. Give
did you hear
some
too? She was like, "Oh, you'll just do your fluff and fold. Like, you'll send your clothes out for laundry.
I know. Must be nice."
I was like, "Nice." I was like, "Wow, I could like barely do laundry in college. I'd like have to go home every month and be like, please clean all of my stuff, Mom. Help!
You didn't do it in the dorms?
I did occasionally, but my dorm only had like a couple. Like, it was so hard to get your laundry done. And then she was like, "Right, you know, like, people just take your shit out if you were a minute late." It was like, ugh. You know."
In the sorority house, did we have a laundry machine, or do you have to go somewhere?
What did we have? I'm like literally trying to think. I feel like we had a weird
shed. I only lived there for a year.
Did we not have a weird shed that you could do your laundry in?
I don't know.
I feel like in the back area, there might have been some weird shed. There was not in the house.
Okay. We didn't do laundry that year. We just bought going out tops and would trade them with one another and hand wash them probably.
Literally, no. Like, it's like this is like French. How this. You know how they always say like, "Oh, Americans are so like weird. Like you guys will literally buy a new outfit for every occasion as opposed to like rewearing." I'm like, maybe it's because it starts in college where we don't want to do our laundry, so we just go. Like I can remember there was a store above. Remember like that 7-Eleven?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And we'd buy
Pink Zone. Was it called Pink Zone?
I don't remember what it was called, but I can just remember going in there and being like, I got to buy a going out top for tonight. I had like $12 to my name, and I was like $10 on the top and $2 for one beer that someone hopefully will sell me. I was like, I got to make this $12 last until 2 weeks from now.
It was so bad, but we'd still buy that going out top.
So bad. I literally got a job at Abercrombie so that I could buy clothes at a discount.
Because you needed more going out tops.
I need more going out tops, you know? Jeez, tough. Kids, they have no idea the shit we used to have to do.
So basically,
Tamara and Shana got to sit down. They're both calling Heather. And you know Heather's loving that.
I'm surprised she didn't get invited somehow and was like not able to be like the mediator. I like that they were there
to the storyline.
I like that they were there one on one to confront everything. They both take off their sunglasses.
And I actually like that though. I really noticed that moment because I forgot which Bravo show it was, but somebody wouldn't take their sunglasses off, and the person they were talking to thought it was like so disrespectful, and like they couldn't move on from a fight. And I literally can't remember which show it was, but like Tamara took hers off, and Shannon knew as a respect thing she's got to take hers off too. Where do you lie in this, Tamara Shannon?
So I actually think Tamara, I'm more team Tamara because I do think she was always there for her, and Shannon was super exhausted, and Tamara's family was upset. They were basically getting like so many drunk dials from Shannon because she got into a fight with either David, or she was going through the divorce, or she gets in the fight with John Jansen. Like, it sounds like she probably just has a lot of feelings when she drinks and says them all to everybody and cries. And then I feel like Tamara was there for her for years and years and years. And then when Tamara actually needed it to be reciprocated, Simon is going through cancer treatment. She's bringing him dinners, doesn't want to tell Eddie about it. She needs someone to confide in, to talk to. And Shannon
was there for that.
So I don't think so.
Okay. So I think Tamara had a point, but she is clearly overproducing this to like get her and like being way more dramatic than she needs to. I think what truly happened that Tamara got fired and all these things are happening. Shannon gave her a doctor. She sat on the phone and listened to her, but all of a sudden, as soon as Tamara got fired, instead of Tamara, like she went hot-headed and started going off on Shannon, that Shannon was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like I started seeing like Shannon's side in the sense of like, whoa, okay, now you're exposing all these things that you like never mentioned to me, you feel about me. And like, clearly you're not my friend. Like I'm going to take a step back from you because this is like wild.
Did call her neurotic, a crazy, and a drunk. So I could see how that might hurt your feelings.
Yeah, just a tad.
But why does she keep on saying she ghosted her? Because she said all those mean things?
I looked it up, a la Sonia and Ramona, looking up the definition of white trash.
Yes.
I looked up the definition of ghosted. And no, I think it was kind of like, I think Shannon put a wall up because Shannon's also not confrontational.
Yeah, she wants like, everyone to get
Shannon, when she but got to her breaking point is when she goes,
I feel like she is just really into herself, though.
I totally agree. I think Shannon is a selfish friend, and I think we all have one of those friends where you're like, the name pops up, and you're sometimes like, oh, God, do I have the energy to answer this right now? Like, I love you as a friend, but like, oh, man, I can't take that on right now.
Right.
And Shannon is one of those friends, but she's also is a great friend, and you love hanging out with her. When things are good, you love it. Is it like a Danielle and Lindsay?
Ooh.
Like Lindsay's kind of this takes a lot. Like
Lindsay's the Shannon?
Yeah. Is this a...
No.
And maybe a Bethany Carroll and Bethany's the Shannon?
A Bethany Carroll, I think it would be a better example.
I'm just saying the breakup of friendships. Bethany and Jill? Like I'm just thinking there's one that's the super... full of energy, dramatic in a sense. Not that I don't think Tamara is dramatic or has like this energy, but clearly Shannon is the overarching.
We also know that they're buddy-buddy right now. I mean, they're doing the Trace Amiga show in a couple weeks at the Improv. You know, it's going to be a variety show. They're going to sing. They have dances, skits. It's not just a Q&A. It's sold out. I can't even go. I was looking into it. But
I think what happens, though, is I think Tamara tries to double down, realizes it's not working, then decides to forgive, even from the preview of next week. Like,
this exactly you hit the nail on the head.
Like, okay.
Also, Tamara just got way too drunk.
She was drunk before she got on the boat. Mm-hmm. Before she got on the boat, that girl was drunk. I mean, listen, was it sad to see Cut Fitness, that sign being taken down? No, not particularly for me. It wasn't that sad, but. I'm sure it's Eddie, go to SoulCycle.
I love like Eddie's like, well, she just drinks too much. And the best part of that relationship was David. I was like,
which is
wow,
actually
tell
very
us how,
fucked up. David,
tell us how you really feel. You know,
Eddie hates this. This is the problem with Eddie, though. Eddie hates Real Housewives of Orange County. He hates that Tamara's on the show. He hates all that comes with it. He loves the money that comes from it.
Right. So he can open up another business. So they only have the Venus CBD at this point.
Don't you think? I mean, literally go be a spin instructor. He would sell out every class.
I'm sure he does personal training.
Where?
His own personal?
Where? He's selling all the equipment. He sold the trash cans.
No, like, you know, come meet me in this park.
No,
type
he
of thing.
To go do. No, he would sell.
I'm going to look him up. I don't know if we follow him anymore.
Okay. I'm what's one more? I don't think
my last lookup is Silas.
What's Silas's IG? I am Silas Cooper.
Call me Cooper.
Oh, I like that.
Actually, I'm not going to give him a follow.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
That was a journey that you just took us on.
Hey, you guys wouldn't want to know my last searches.
No, we do. Please give us. Is this on the TJG account or your personal?
Can you even do that? I mean, you guys just don't need to know any of this.
What is it?
Yeah, it doesn't look like he has a lot going on. He does have a goldfish on a piece of sushi rice. Everyone has that friend that doesn't eat sushi. Well, I have one friend that loves Cheez-Its. That's kind of funny.
Oh, it's like a, oh, like the goldfish cracker.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like a real goldfish. I was like,
you eat those?
I don't know, Mary. I was like, this is so dark.
Oh, sorry.
Is it a cheese?
Yeah, miracle? It sounds like he's just into Venus CBD right now. He's also a video creator.
Okay. Like he creates content. Like he
says that. It says
oh, that's his
creator.
Title is video.
I am Eddie Judge, helping you be your best, founder of Venus CBD. Content.
I mean, you could be a grocery store. It's just a title you get to choose on IG.
Great. Okay.
So, okay. Let's get to the party. There's a boat. Emily's throwing the party. Tamara's so thankful that Emily sent her a text saying goodbye. She's the only one on the boat that did.
I feel like sometimes when people are like, oh, well, of course it shut down. Like the world just changed with COVID. Like,
yeah.
Then maybe don't give you the sympathy that you feel like you deserve.
Sure. It just very much like Tamara came into that boat wanting to fight with somebody. And when she was talking to Emily and then Heather came up and Heather was like, is there an upstairs? You could tell Tamara was like, how do I snap at this? Okay, I can't. Everybody's just going to get up and move. Okay, I'm going to hold on to that one. Like, because I feel like she comes on the boat to produce. Also, we finally got Taylor Armstrong. Finally, it's episode two. Who wants to go into acting. She wants to be an actress now.
I wonder how long they had been filming for at this point. I feel like we're maybe really far into filming and
you think so?
Yeah. Like, what and they're think? Like, we need to bring in some other people because this is not going anywhere.
No, I think Taylor was automatic. Like Taylor's kind of said from the beginning before they filmed because of Rehugget.
Okay.
I think that they could have been filming for a couple of weeks.
Vicky in for a reason.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, next you're going to see Kelly Dodd pop up. Imagine.
I don't think that will ever happen again.
Okay. But I would giggle if Kelly Dodd did just pull up. I don't want her to get paid. I don't want her back on the couch. Pulled up. And Heather's like, no, this is some low-based bullshit.
Heather doesn't even like live in. She lives in LA now.
No, I think yes. I just bought that. I think that's still a second home. Did they ever sell their main one? They
yes. couldn't.
They did?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's sold. They're gone. They're out.
They've got to be somewhere in Orange County.
I don't think so. They had like a whole People article about this. Ugh. People's real. Us Weekly can't completely trust. What's going on with Britney Spears? Sorry.
What? I don't know.
Kevin like, Federline.
You can't ever, like, we can't ever go on vacation because all these things happen. And it's like, I just want one day.
So basically, maybe one of her kids says that she was doing crystal meth. Then Kevin Federline said no because he's trying to move to Hawaii and take the kids and he needs her to write off on it. So he said, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Okay. So then, Jen is telling the story of her family and Shannon's like, is that Joe on John? I'm like, what boat are we looking at? The dinghy that's following them with the camera?
Yes. Yeah. It felt like that.
What boat are we looking at? We went into the bay and then like now we're in the ocean. Like what boat are we looking at? Do we care?
No. I mean, are you going to see him later tonight after you film?
I mean, well, I don't know if she sees the sun.
Right. I guess I was genuinely thinking about this because I'm sure she really thought that, but she did interrupt the story and she didn't really realize she interrupted the story.
She wasn't even listening to the story. And I actually think too, and like not to give Shannon an excuse, even though I love her so much, I think we hear the story because they are mic'd up. I think it's so loud on that boat as they're going through the water that she's not even listening to Jen because she can't hear her.
I could. I don't want to give Shannon the excuse, but I just find, especially like when it's moving faster, like it's so hard to hear sometimes with the wind. That I'm like, Shannon doesn't even know the conversation's going on.
Right. And Tamara's like, see, she just takes. She just thinks about herself. And
I needed her. She was nowhere to be found. Like, aren't we talking about Jen? We're back to you, though.
And I think Emily, once again, being so sensible, trying to give Tamara advice, like, I think you're holding on to some anger with her. Like, do you think you could ever forgive her? And then freaking
Heather's also wasted, by the way.
Heather just comes in hot, breaking glasses everywhere. Also, I could not stand that long fake ponytail and her white crop jacket. I hated it.
The ponytail is not a good look on Heather. She doesn't need it that tight.
I appreciated that she actually wore sneakers because I thought the other women
took their shoes off. If we learned anything from Below Deck, you're not supposed to wear your shoes on the yacht. I could not believe it.
It was so stupid for them to be wearing shoes. Like,
take it off.
Yeah,
take them off.
I completely agree.
If you're around Heather because she's breaking glass and you might step in it.
I know, but wear sneakers. All just agree. We're not going to wear heels. We're not going to wear wedges. Like, everyone look cute, but wear a flat.
Yeah. And you know what? I saw nobody balancing on one leg like a flamingo. What kind of party is this?
You make a good point.
I mean.
I don't think the bartender was having a good time.
Eddie? I was like, is it Eddie Lucas?
He did not like it up there.
He's like, I'll come back shirtless.
I know.
He's like, here we go. Another way I have to sell my body for tips so I can make rent next month.
I know.
And then she's like, so then Tamara's like, wait, she's like, fuck a duck. And then Heather's like, but ducks are so cute. Like, you don't want to fuck it. It's just like, and I'm like, oh my God, Tamara, get over it. And I also love too that again, Shannon's kind of like, oh, is she talking about me again? Like, she's so loud on the boat that Shannon can actually hear that this time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's just, we get it, Tamara. You have beef.
You are a liar.
I'm going to throw my wine glass at you. And I love when Shannon just looks at her. She goes, I don't miss this. Like, Shannon is so zen, which we've talked about before. When someone is so chill, it just angers you even more because you just want to scream at them. Like, how fucking dare you?
I'm surprised.
Give Shannon me something. Didn't get activated.
I'm surprised she wasn't activated when she said, fuck you. And you're drinking. You're an alcoholic. You're such a liar. And you're a drunk. I was like, why do I feel like this is true?
Because I also think at this point, Shannon wasn't that drunk and she knows Tamara is really drunk. And so she's like, I think after that drinks, whatever that they had, I think Shannon saw like, oh, okay, Tamara's using me for a storyline now too. Cause she was very zen at that too, that she's like, if I don't give her anything, she can't get anything.
Well, and then Tamara's basically on the apology tour next week because she was the drunk one and overstepped.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just so sorry with my hair perfectly curled and my makeup done.
She looked good.
I will say, Tamara looks really good this season.
I loved her in like the little neon shorts.
Yeah, her like hot pink outfit. Oh, no, when she went to Cut Fitness.
The neon shorts.
I loved her ponytail before she got wasted on the boat. Like, it was just, I thought that looked really cute on her. She looks good.
But her soul is black. It's dark in there. It's full of coal. I know. I don't know what I want for Tamara.
I want Tamara to just be Tamara. It's like, Tamara, you are a presence. You are polarizing. You know, you come back and you're going to be this like queen bee again. So just be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think like when they're all being stupid, silly together, like the Tres Amigas, like I just think of like Mexico when like they're all being like silly. Like, that's what we want.
Yeah. Also, this boat was too small.
It's too small. It was much too small. And I think also it's like what bothers me about these things is like I can whenever Tamara comes on screen, I can feel her producing.
Yeah, it does feel like acting.
It's like I can tell the agenda she's coming in with, like where it's like she's not matching the energy of whoever she's wanting to fight. She wants that person to come match her energy. And when they're not, which in this case is Shannon, she loses every time.
Very true. All facts.
I mean, again, I have that minor in psychology.
We used it a lot this weekend.
We used it a lot. I was like, here, Mary, why don't you borrow my minor in psychology and tell me what's going on? In that note, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and chat some Jersey.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So I personally enjoyed this final reunion.
Did you watch the extended uncut version on Peacock?
I did. Okay. Because I'm pretty sure I
did they talk about the pizza oven stuff. Yeah. They said fuck in no beeping.
Yes.
If you watch the one on Peacock, it was the extended uncut version. So
I watched that one, and Andy is just, he is so done. He's so tired. But before the men are going to come out, he's like, I'm worried this thing's going to get physical today. And
he's worried for himself, though. He literally says to Louie, he's like, I don't want to get in the middle.
Right.
I don't want to get my ass kicked.
Says it to Joe Gorga, too. And then, you know, he wants to know if he should get Botox. And Teresa thinks he should. Louie does it. Done it a few times. Mr. Okay. Dr. Aiden can do it.
I'm going to make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, it is embarrassing that you are on the cast right now and you have to sit behind Melissa. That is embarrassing.
But I think it was more to be like, I'm on this side of the couch with the boys on this side.
Right. What I'm saying is you're off the show, okay?
I don't think he will be.
No, I don't think he will be at all. What I'm saying, though, is you either figure out a way for Brittany to get on the cast. Dolores is not your plus one anymore. So you need to find your purpose, which was this whole
Brittany
point.
Being a friend of, sign me up.
I mean, what language do they speak in Ireland?
I mean, also, how funny is it that Andy just was like obsessed with the point. So you still live at David's house. Do you pay him rent? And he still will not answer that question.
Because you know,
but
it's no.
Then,
you know, because exactly. Frank is a grifter, okay?
Well, I feel like Frank has a lot of skeletons.
100%.
And Bo Deedle knows a lot of them. I mean, he
bad
was
credit.
Disbarred. I mean,
when he was Joe Gorga's attorney, I was like, weren't you disbarred already? So were you just giving Joe, quote unquote, legal advice? Like, you were representing him. What were you representing Joe Gorga for? I don't remember him being taken anywhere. They just requested if he wanted to come down, he could.
And he didn't.
But I'm saying, yeah. But I'm like, but you were not his lawyer. You were already disbarred, sir. Client attorney privilege. Give me a break, Frank, and your new chompers. Don't you dare.
Also, I'm in love with Fuda.
I knew you were going to say that, and I cannot look at him without thinking he's a Simpsons character. Like, it's the way his lips are and the way that he's cut that mustache.
No, I really, really but like him.
I did like how he was going back. He was giving it to Louie, and he wasn't backing down. Because Louie is, you guys, he is fucking scary. I know we'll get there, but let's talk about Fuda for a second. I felt bad that Rachel told everybody that he got lipo.
They must have previously discussed that.
And Bill didn't do it. And Jen's like, we don't do that. I'm like, Jen, you're not.
You don't work there.
The OR, babes.
I will say I appreciate how Bill took some accountability. He said, I have a job that's not like I can go to all of my kids' soccer games. And I am not in the pool house all the time. I need to make some adjustments. So I hope they work it out.
I agree. I think It's tough because I feel like they're vulnerable. I just think Bill doesn't like this show. I don't think it's, I think you think he does.
I am curious why he like decides to be friends with Louis, you know?
I don't
like he feels like he'd be able to see through it because, okay, Louis is a fucking liar. Okay, Louis explaining, okay, the pajama thing that came out wrong. I did wear them like one night in an endearing way.
I was wearing the pajamas. How do you wear them endearingly? Like, hey guys, look at the pants your dad once, your grandpa once had. Now I'm wearing them. Cute, right?
It was, but once again, he's such a liar. Like,
totally.
He means everything that he says the first time, but then he has to cover his tracks, like this whole Bo Deedle situation. I mean, this is truly
shit that is
wild.
Everything that's happening between this one and the last reunions, like, what's really annoying too, though, is like we gloss over so many other things to focus on this dumb shit. And it's like, you know what? Take both couples off the show. Because I'm so over this, and it's like, bring Brittany on. I'm so over the Gorga Judice, and now with like Louis brought a new darkness with it, with getting PIs involved and like all the random shit that's happening. I'm like, I agreed with Melissa when she said, this has never happened. Like, we've never had PIs involved. We've never, like, this is something different.
Like, I love that Fuda was like, so let me ask you something. Why did you have me investigated? Well, guess what? I know that because you contacted someone in jail. And that's how I know that. And just own it. If you're not like, just say you did it. Admit to it. Be a man. And he won't. And he won't let this go.
He's like, it's not me. What about the thing with Marge where it was his phone number?
With the death threat to her son?
This, like he's like, I don't know how that happened. It's like, well,
it happened because he called.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, wait. Does he have multiple personalities?
There's something sincerely bizarre. Even when Gia, that also pissed me off too. Basically, Teresa's
making
Gia lie.
Because it was rehearsed, because we're acting as if she's not. First off, I was at Coachella. You don't get freaking service at Coachella to save your life, okay? I try calling places, things. Didn't get through.
That's very true. That's a really good point. And then
they pretend that they haven't talked to Gia about it. And then when she goes off backstage and they're like, we talked about this yesterday with Gia. I'm like, oh, okay. So now we are talking about it.
But Louis almost throws her 100%. And Louis even throws her under the bus. So he's like, well, I think what she said is you could do better in this moment, meaning the moment of us getting married, that he should actually come and walk her down the aisle. Not he could do better. She could do better. He could do better than Melissa. She said you could do better in the moment.
They're like rewriting
but
it.
Trying to manipulate the story. It's sincerely crazy because I feel like Teresa has really been brainwashed.
Oh, she's like the perfect. Teresa will go to jail again.
Like, quite scary. And then also,
what about
I feel like
the Frankie
Pizza
Jr.
Gate
stuff?
Thing? Oh, Dolores is. I feel like Dolores is
like, I do not want this out there because I'm not getting myself involved in this shit. There's shady shit that went down. I don't want. She's great. Frankie is grateful he had a job and now he's got a new one.
She is so smart to stay out of that. And she's like, I'm not going to badmouth Louis because I don't trust him. He's fucking scary. But I'm not going to say what happened. And Frank, you're not either. The fact that we saw that unseen footage, there's a big story behind that. Because the business was shut down. But and he didn't have a job and couldn't have the balls to call back about
it. Bothers me about this situation, though. Okay, so at one point, Joe Gorga yells out, you know what you are? You're a woman abuser. And I'm like, here's something that bothers me about this situation. If that's the case, then you should be very worried about your sister, okay?
I think he
and
is.
Not only that, but not only that, then you expose it on TV. Like, if this is something that you're worried about, I feel like you should be pumping up Teresa and you should be encouraging a good relationship in any way, because at some point, if you think you need to get her out of that, like, I felt like when Joe Gorga said that, and then when he's like, you know, if you got in a car accident tomorrow, I'd be there. And I'm like, I don't believe that because you guys have made irreparable damage at this point. There's no coming back from these things. But I'm like, if we're saying this on camera, woman abuser, what the fuck do you think is going to happen when he goes home, that, like when they go home later? It's gross.
I literally cried, though, when he said the car accident thing.
You believed him?
That was so sad, though, you know? Tragedy
sad,
brings people
but
together.
But I also thought, you should have just gone to the wedding, Joe. You should have said, hey.
I don't think he could have at the time, to be honest, because the whole Pizzagate thing and the Melissa cheating thing, it was too much.
Okay, then why couldn't they have stayed silent on social then? Them saying like with our chosen family or whatever the day of the wedding, it's like you guys
were playing it for sure.
I guess I'm just saying like I'm not on any side here.
I think it's really interesting the Pizzagate thing because basically it is Joe Gorga's idea and they've admitted to that. So, but since you know it's like a they didn't put it in writing that it was Joe Gorga's idea. It's not like it's like a patent or something, but. The reason why they have those pizza ovens in Jersey is because they're afraid the Gorgas are going to sue them because of it wasn't their idea. And they've already admitted it wasn't.
Sure. But I also am like, why aren't you selling them? I love when Joe's But Joe's like, I'll buy it for 50%.
I know.
Let him. Because he doesn't have the money. You know he does not have the money.
No,
when
but
Louis was like, well, let's talk about your $1 million lawsuit or whatever. I was like, why are we talking about this shit on this show? This is the more interesting shit than like who said what and when did they say it? And maybe they didn't say it and I'm wearing your dad's pajamas. Like, oh, my God, it's too much. It's too much. It's just like that's why I'm like, you got to get rid of them. You know what? Do this instead. Give both of them spinoffs.
No.
No, I'm just saying, like, they can't be on the show anymore. You want a sibling storyline? All right, hire Danielle's brother, okay? Just hire
him. Get Brittany on.
Let's go younger.
To me, at this point.
Marge out.
So, yep. I Melissa out, Marge out, Teresa out. Yep. I want the two new girls.
You could get rid of Dolores. You could get rid of all of them and start with Danielle like, and
essentially
Rachel.
Do what they're doing in New York.
Literally, I like the women. I like the antics, kind of like the fun stuff that they do. Like when they all said like, oh, Ireland was fun. I'm like, all we saw was them eat and drink, but that's fine.
No, but I think they could keep Dolores and bring in Brittany.
Could they keep Jen?
Yeah.
That's fine.
She actually brings it. She's kind of fun. And I think she gets it at the end of the day. She's like, it's more fun for us to have all fun together and have our drama. But like reliving this
low
over
stakes
and over
drama.
Again is... Exhausting.
Not cheating storylines.
10 years.
Yeah. I agree. Okay.
And
fine.
There's a lot of lies.
And the thing, and then when they yell at each other and they're such last word people, like they have to have the last word in it all. It's just so frustrating to watch these things because it's like, I mean, I'm like literally Andy where he's like, shut the fuck up.
I know, he could shut not up. Take it.
When he was like, done. Why don't we go with an old school idea? This is a show that I host.
I know.
And I ask you questions and you answer them. Like, it's the whole thing is so annoying to me watching it. Like, I was getting just so.
But I also feel like it's all on Teresa. Like, she's the one that can't move forward. She's totally. The one that can never forget. She's so bitter towards them.
But here's the thing. Teresa has never had to compromise in a sense because it's her show.
Well, she had to compromise by going to jail.
Sure. And they paused the show when she left. I'm just saying, like, this is like been
she wasn't even. She wasn't even a main character. Do you know what I mean? The Manzos ruled the show for years. Yeah.
The drama was was Dina, Caroline, and Jacqueline.
Yeah, she was like so, like a side character.
She was a side character until Melissa came on.
I freaking loved when Andy was like, standing for Jacqueline is the joke of the century. Like, roll that tape.
I'm like, is Jacqueline Larita going to try to figure out her way of coming back on this show?
Yeah, they can't afford Jersey. They have to live in Vegas.
I don't want her to come back in.
Taxes.
This way, I think we need to start fresh. I think you got to remove the toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Give Teresa.
I mean, that's why it is on pause.
Is it on pause, though? Like,
I think it is.
Like, they used to in the past, like, they used to, like, give, like, a few months before filming started. Now it's because, like, of social media. They're like, basically, the reunion happens and we have to pick up filming because there's so much that goes on that we have to capture it right away. But they used to have, like, breaks.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, I don't know. For me, it's just.
So Jackie never even came to the reunion. Same with Jen Fessler, huh?
They were literally on episode 2, Mary.
Oh.
Awkward. Did you miss that one?
I might have.
Yeah. Yeah, Jackie and Jen were, but they were only on it for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
But Jen's funny because Jen was setting herself up for coming back for the next season.
Ooh, good for her.
Yeah. She got a full, like she got all of her work done. She's like, well, what if I'm not asked? That's what it was. They said, like, Andy's like, you look great. Like, what did you get done? She's like saying everything. She's like, and they're like, wow, you know, after your first season, she's like, well, what if I'm not asked back? This the time to capture it is now. Like, she's smart about it. I like her. I hope she comes back.
I agree.
Jackie's appearance made me just feel a little sad for her.
Oh, what happened?
Well, first off, they made her give us a limerick of rhyming Andy and Daddy and hilarious. Okay. There once was a guy named Andy. We're like, great one, Jack Lee. Then she was like saying, you know, he's like, how did you feel about being a friend of? And it was just was kind of sad because she was like, I was in a bad place. I think it was actually good for me. He's like, you know, you look great. You know, she's like, I need a couple pounds. She's written a book, Weight is Beautiful or something like that. And I'm like, I think we've done all we've done with Jackie, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
here's
fine.
Okay, I got
give
an
me
idea.
More. Give me more food.
Here's my idea.
And the thing is, this Louis stuff is so crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, I do want to watch more of it. And I know that, like, Jennifer Aiden's been hanging out with them still. Same with Nate and Danielle. Like, they've been hanging out with them a lot. So I like when they hang out off camera. So I feel like there's
give
more
Teresa
story
her
to
spinoff. Melissa's off the show. Marge off the show. Give the House Husbands a 30 minute spinoff.
That's fine too.
Because
yeah, but
that
I want
way,
Brittany on the show.
I know, but what I'm saying is Brittany can appear as like a friend of if it's about if you put Joe Gorga there, Frank.
I wonder what Brittany's job is.
Probably fitness something or another. I hope it's not teaching.
I don't think it is.
Whew. Thank God. You know, just for me, but I'm like, the Louis stuff is like, wow. And then you know what his tactic is? He gets attacked and he's making these veiled threats. You're up next. Just wait. Just watch and see what happens. He's doing all this where it's like, it's creepy the way he says it too, because it's so just like straight face, like, you're next. But
then he also like wants to like kind of talk off camera.
No, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. That's his tactic, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and then like shake hands and
he quells the fear. Oh. Mm-hmm. Like basically, like I'm a sniper from the side. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you to your face. Oh, I think you're a good mother. Oh, I think you're a good father. Oh, yet you're still investigating things and seeing if there's any dirt you can find on me. That's so interesting. So you're trying to say, no, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. You should like me because like, I think these things
very
about
manipulative.
You. So it's
manipulative. So scary.
I'm like the reason we need Teresa to have a spinoff though is we need a camera crew with her at all times.
Just so she's safe.
I mean that in a safety sense. Like this is not going to end well.
Then I loved at the end how also like Melissa's like, well, I'll like go with the flow and whatever the family decides. And same with her husband was like, you know, I'll always love you and never say never. Basically, I'm like, they're like, Teresa, if
it's
you
not
want
an ultimatum.
This to move forward.
Like, no, they're basically saying it's not an us or you at the end of the day, because somehow I feel like you're going to stay, but we want to stay too. And we need these paychecks.
We're all
going to
make money.
So we'll
all going to make money.
We'll be fine. We'll figure it out. It'll be good. Like, you know, never say never. Season 13, 14, whatever the hell season we're on. We'll be back. 14. It'll be 15.
I love
no,
them.
No, I think it's 13.
A full slice of pizza.
Oh.
Not, yeah. not like an app, not even like a
like
flat
a Tostina's spread, pizza like a roll,
something you know, something poppable.
Also,
like
it's like give them
there.
Meatballs.
That would have been good too.
Meatballs. Give them a little Swedish meatball from IKEA.
I never had those.
What?
No, not a big
you
IKEA. Probably,
I don't feel like you're an IKEA girl, though.
I'm not.
You're like, that's. Do you have an IKEA near you?
Yeah. I just don't go.
Love
I personally enjoyed this. I mean, everyone kept on being like, there was no resolution. I'm like, this whole fucking Bo Deedle thing is wild. Obsessed with John Fuda. Obsessed with my Frankie. I love like how Dolores, also Polly was saying Dolores doesn't want to get married. And she's like, wait, no,
Polly
I didn't
shady,
say that.
And Polly is not a good guy. You know, I told you, I said, Mary,
oh, 14
can't
years.
You're not on the,
no,
I you're not on the Polly train. And then I'm like, something shady. Polly's ex doesn't like that Dolores is on the TV box every Tuesday. Something is fucking shady. And I think it's a storyline for next season. Marge, get your arsenal. Let's go.
I don't know. I liked it.
Also, Marge had her big Manila envelope that was like full of Arsenal secrets, which I assume is where the page from the paper. But at one point, she tries to take it out, and Andy's like, "Enough!" And she's like, "Okay."
Totally, especially Daddy's pissed. Daddy's pissed. Put it back. Put it back. I don't need these receipts.
Okay, but something that did also bother me about this too, and I'm like, Andy asked basically the men all the same questions he had already asked the women previously. And I was like, you know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about so much that happened. Like, we should have talked more about, like, Danielle and her brother or, like, these other storylines. Like, it felt like it was so focused on, like, Melissa and Teresa, which is kind of like what Scandoval happened, but we're more fascinated with Scandoval than we are with this sort of thing. It's like, you know, there was, like, the BravoCon stuff. Remember, like, that, like, Melissa and Jen got in a huge fight? It was, like, all these things have, like, happened. Like, let's talk about, you know, Dolores on Ozempic. Let's talk about Marge's arsenal more because we didn't really get into that as much as we could have.
You know, they kind of go to, like, take down the walls.
It's just there's
like the fourth wall.
Right. But it's like, I just feel like there's just so much. And then I'm like, I don't like the reunions because I hate when they, like, yell at each other, talk over each other, and I can't hear it. It's like when I have to watch these shows with captions.
I know. I do watch them on Peacock with captions and unedited. So
yes,
it's way better.
I'm trying to follow along because I'm like, I don't even know what we're screaming anymore and what we're fighting about, except for the fact that, like, you guys hate each other, but, like, you'll make up if you have to.
Yeah.
What is the price is what the answer is.
What's the price?
What's the price that you'll make up? Oh,
what is the price?
Yeah. The price is right.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it, so.
I mean, you know. I'm glad that it's over now. I'm ready for the next round. We've got, you know, OC. We still got Atlanta going. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Guys, you got to watch it.
No, Below Deck Sailing.
I know. I was going to say, you're watching Below Deck Sailing. I got to get into that. How's your Dancing Queens going, too?
Well, that's for tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll watch. I got to catch up on Top Chef. There's
I was kind of annoyed about who the winner is, but.
You can spoil it. I'm okay because I'm very far behind. Is it Buddha? Is he still on?
Yes.
Buddha won the whole thing?
Yes.
Wait, I love Buddha.
Okay. I think I really liked him last. I think he's so talented. I would love to try his food, but I always love an underdog, you know?
I loved, I think it's Gabri. He was from Top Chef Mexico. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he ended up, but I really liked
Top three.
Him. From the top three. Okay. I'm like, from the two episodes I watched.
And then the Kentucky girl, the girl from Kentucky, she was the runner up basically.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Love her. She's amazing. Wow, I love that she cooked with her heart too, you know? You should watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
Did you watch anything else, by the way? Have you been watching anything else? Have you been watching The Idol?
American?
No, The Idol starring The Weeknd and Lily Rose Depp on HBO Max. Or now it's just Max.
I keep on seeing things
so bad. I can't look away.
Isn't it like he's really abusive or something in it?
He's just a cult leader. His name is Tedros. He's from Hawaii. It's so bad.
Like the acting or the story.
Okay. Also, this is like controversial. I really like I think Lily Rose Depp is actually a good actress in this. And I feel like her team is actually like really funny. It's just The Weeknd is horrible. And like the first half always is there's been two episodes, but the first half is like focused on Jocelyn and her. She's kind of like this Britney Spears. And like Tedros is honestly giving me Sam Lefty vibes. So like, but she's kind of like this, like, she's, you know, her mom died. She's like this big pop star and she's kind of coming for this comeback. So that's like the really interesting like first half. And then like The Weeknd shows up for the second half. And it's like, then it gets, he's like, I'm going to get you with my fat tongue. I'm like,
I heard his character is like very dark and kind of disturbing.
Yeah, he's like getting he's like, sorry. This is TMI. He's like, I'm going to suffocate you with my cock. Like,
okay. Yeah, this is
supposed to be sexy talk because I could not be less turned on.
No, I think that's scary talk.
Oh, it's just the whole thing is wild, but it's like, you could tell, like, I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to be laughing at this part, but I'm laughing at this part, you know? But, and I'm like,
I haven't watched like this one.
It's supposed to be really bad, but I can't stop watching it. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to watch it on Sunday.
I still want to finish my Jennifer Garner show.
Mary, I started watching that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I started. My mom and I watched it a couple of weeks ago.
You're gonna be right there.
What? Oh, that's yeah. That's where. Yeah. But no, I was watching. And I was like, oh, this is the show Mary was talking about. I only watched, I think, like three episodes, so I got to catch up. But thank you for the reminder because I'm gonna watch that this weekend.
Yeah, I'm already to the part. This won't give anything away. Like they're in Texas.
We got to Austin.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's where I am too.
And I forgot what it's called. It's Jennifer Garner Show. That's on Apple TV Plus. Anything else? I mean, I'm so glad you seem well rested. What are the summer Mary plans for the next week?
I have a lot to do.
Okay, so what will you actually do this week, though?
No, I told you my one goal.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I have a lot of wedding stuff I have to do. Like, okay. Basically everything.
Great. You got this. Yeah. You've got this. All
I
right.
Just have
well,
to, you know, get a bridesmaid dress, a florist, hair and makeup, talk to the priest, get transportation, get rings, and music for the church, and do a registry.
Well, let's let you go so you can get started. Until next time, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.